when he grew up and wanted to return home. Hermes told him this in all goodwill, but he would not listen. And now he has paid for everything in full. Then Athena said, "Father, son of Cronus, king of kings, it served Aegisthus right. And so it would anyone else who does as he did. But Aegisthus is neither here nor there. It is for Odysseus that my heart bleeds, when I think of his sufferings in that lonely sea-girt island, far away, poor man, from all his friends. It is an island covered with forest, in the very middle of the sea, and a goddess lives there, daughter of the magician Atlas, who looks after the bottom of the ocean, and carries the great columns that keep heaven and earth asunder. This daughter of Atlas has got hold of poor unhappy Odysseus, and keeps trying by every kind of blandishment to make him forget his home, so that he is tired of life, and thinks of nothing but how he may once more see the smoke of his own chimneys. You, sir, take no heed of this. And yet when Odysseus was before Troy, did he not propitiate you with many a burnt sacrifice? Why then should you keep on being so angry with him?" And Zeus said, "My child, what are you talking about? How can I forget Odysseus, than whom there is